the Temple of Doom.
In his last adventure, Private Eye Mark Maron and his stereotypical lesbian assistant Grace penetrated the Holier Than Them Festival in Atlanta, where they hoped some member of the Christo-Fascist Zombie Brigade could tell them where to find the Antichrist.
Come on, Grace, try to mix in. You're standing out in this crowd like, well, like a stereotypical lesbian in a Christo-Fascist Zombie Brigade.
What do you expect from me? I can't talk to these people. We don't even speak the same language. Hey, there's a softball game.
Knock yourself out, Tiger.
Hey, guys, I brought my own catcher's mitt.
Now for a little spy work on my own.
Excuse me, fellow Christo-Fascist zombie.
I beg your pardon?
I said, hello, brother. Would you happen to know where I might find a fellow called the Antichrist?
Hey, are we already talking about the Antichrist?
Sure are.
Hooey, and it's not even 3 o'clock. This is the best holier-than-them festival ever.
I was just wondering where the Antichrist is right now.
That's a good one. Since the Antichrist denies the Father and the Son, he's probably got a job at some TV show, erasing God's name from the scripts.
Or the Antichrist could just be an intern. It's harder to break into show business than you think. You know why, don't you?
The Jews!
But 2 Thessalonians says the Antichrist will set himself up in the temple of God. Maybe he's in a church.
Like George W. Bush?
Who are you, stranger?
I'm a fellow Christo-Fascist zombie.
No, I thought something wasn't right about you. You got a big Jew nose and colicky Jew hair, and you've been nibbling on a poppy seed bagel since you got here. Whenever I see a Jew at a social affair, they're always, well, what do you call it? What's the word? Gnashing on something or condition.
Gnashing?
Get him, boys!
Alex! You gotta get out of here!
Mark, what have you gotten yourself into? It was my turn at bat.
Give me that bat, you whore of Babylon.
Sure. The correct term is sex industry worker of Babylon, you dumb hick.
Stop batting and start running.
Quick, you two. I know a way out. Over here.
Thanks, stranger. Say, who are you, anyway?
I'm a Christian.
I thought that's who we were running away from.
Not all Christians are alike, you know. Those guys aren't even in the majority. I mean, are all Jews just like you?
High-strung? Always eating?
Yeah, more or less.
That's... No, forget it. There's no time for this. Duck into the van.
How did you know to have a van waiting for me?
A Christian friend of yours sent me.
Yo, dog, you look like you opened a nasty can of whoop-ass.
News Daddy.
Let's roll.
Where is News Daddy taking them? Are Christians fighting each other now? Won't the rapture be a complete zoo? Who could even figure out the seating? Find out next week when we hear the Christian softball captain say...
I hate to say this, but if we ever expect to win, we need more dykes on this team.
That's next week on Mark Maron and the Temple of Doom. And tune in later as Mark Maron brings his special brand of whimsy to his own children's show in Uncle Mark's Treehouse.
Uncle Mark, it's time to put on your birthday glasses.
That's right, Bobby. My big glasses tell me who's having a birthday. I see Tommy. He's 45 years old today and alone. Happy birthday, Tommy. Oh, look, and there's Heather. She's 15 today and is getting disillusioned with her boyfriend, who's 30 and lives in his car. Happy birthday, both of you. Oh, and look, there's Jake. Wait, Jake's a guy I started out with in comedy. Jake is 39, and it looks like he got a movie deal.
Uncle Mark, how come you never got a movie deal?
That's it. Show's over. Jesus, kids. Everybody get out. Just get out. Get out of Uncle Mark's treehouse. quit crying. Shut up. Shut up.
That's coming up later on Morning Sedition Radio Theater.